All right, buckle up. We're going to get a little philosophical here, a little more than usual, as we discuss this photo of a dude walking past a fountain. So first, a little bit of background. I've had this particular shot in mind for a while, and it's never really quite worked out because conditions have to be just right. There's a lot of things that have to sort of fall into place to get this. The lighting has to be right, and I don't have a neutral density filter. And so to get a long exposure like this, which is like an eighth of a second, I think, I can't do it in normal daylight conditions because there's no way I can stop enough light from getting in my camera. So that was one problem. Another problem was the fountain has to be on. This fountain is not always reliably on. I don't know the logic behind when they turn it on and off on campus. So I had to wait till the fountain was on. There had to be enough people walking by so that I can get someone, but not too many people so that it was flooded with passersby. So there's a lot of things that had to come together to get this photo. It's never really quite working out, but on a recent rainy day, I went out and the light was all nice and diffused thanks to the clouds in the sky. There was good conditions for this particular shot to work out, but there was still two additional problems that I had to deal with. The first was blurry pictures, and the second was no people were actually walking by. I took this after finals were over for the semester, and so there's just not a lot of people on campus. And my solution to that was just to wait a few minutes for someone to accidentally pass by, going to the library or something. And a few people did, but the shots never quite worked out. This one did more than the others, and I'll get to that in a second. The problem with blurry pictures, though, was due to the handheld nature of this. When you're doing a long exposure without a stabilized lens, it's hard to do it for more than like a 20th or a 30th of a second without getting any sort of blur. On my lens, I like to shoot at like a 60th or faster in order to avoid any blur. And as you can see, there is some intentional blurring. This is almost like a reverse panning shot. I'm trying to hold still while other things are moving, as opposed to panning where you sort of move your camera along with your subject. So I had to keep this really still, and it's hard to do that without a tripod, and you're doing it handheld. So that was another problem. Well, there was a couple solutions. The first that I mentioned earlier of people walking by. So a few people walked by and I would take pictures of them, and I used motor drive on this. So I would just hold the shutter button down and my camera would click away at like 5 frames a second. And that helped to eliminate some of the blur. I could just focus on holding my camera still while pressing the shutter button down. And as luck would have it, a few shots turned out. But as people were walking by, they didn't really get in the spot that I was hoping for. And I wasn't about to stop and tell people like, hey, you, excuse me, could you walk by this fountain while I get a picture? I didn't want to do that. But eventually this guy here walked by and it worked out that I got some shots of him. And as I was going through the process of getting this picture, I took probably 45 pictures in total, and there was only like one or two that actually worked out. So of the three, I think three or so pedestrians walked by during this whole exercise. The first two who walked by, I was too far away or they were too far away back from the fountain. So it just, when you saw the picture, it just didn't look like much of anything interesting was happening. And then you'd kind of notice, oh yeah, there's a person in the background. I wanted the person to be closer. So this guy here, the third pedestrian who walked by, it was great in terms of where he was positioned relative to me and to this fountain. Everything worked out, except of these 45 pictures, I'd say maybe 12 or 13 were of this guy. Of all these pictures, there was only one or two that were not blurry in the background because of me moving my camera around, and there was only one where he was actually in the right spot. So what you're looking at here is my solution to all this, which was a lot of Photoshop manipulation. The picture that you're seeing is a combination of three pictures, as well as a bunch of spot removals, as well as my usual color adjustments in Lightroom. There's a lot of trickery going on here, and generally I like to avoid that. But in this case, I made an intentional choice to embrace it. There was this picture here that you're seeing. So there was one image that was super sharp. It was a shot at an eighth of a second. It was really sharp. But this dude here, this passerby, was on the left. And I didn't want that. I wanted him right by the fountain. There was another picture, which is exactly like you see it, where he was in the fountain or in front, right behind the fountain. And everything was great, except the background was all blurry because I had shaken my hand and my camera just a little bit. There was also a third picture that I needed to fill in the spot on the left as I composited all these three pictures together. And what you're seeing here is the result of that. It's the guy walking was taken from a different picture as the background, which is taken from a different picture as the doors on the left-hand side. And I also, the doors in the library, if you go to the blog and look at the three originals that I've got posted, there's a bunch of signs and stuff in the library, and I got rid of those too. And all this sort of raises the question, this is kind of what I want to talk about today on this blog post, is how much photo manipulation is acceptable. Because this photo, basically it did happen. I'm not really altering reality here because this guy really did walk past. I'm not like inserting him from a different time and place or anything. It's just that when he was in this exact position, the background was a little blurry. So is it okay to combine a couple pictures to get at what is actually not a real picture? This specific picture didn't happen, even though it kind of did. But is that okay? My answer to this, and photographers deal with this all the time, and even if you've done something so much as crop a photo on your iPhone, some would say you're guilty of photo manipulation. And my answer to this, and again, it's not the greatest answer, and I'm not going to solve it for everyone, but not having any manipulation is simply not possible. Every photo that you see has been manipulated and is a false sense of reality. The reason I say that is cameras are always going to be a fake sense of or a fake representation of what we see because cameras don't reproduce things the way the human eye sees them. And in fact, even my computer screen that I'm looking this on is different than your computer screen or your mobile phone. And so even the colors are rendered differently depending on what you're viewing it on. No two cameras are the same, and camera sensors are different, lenses are different, points of view are different, the lighting is different. I could have shot this same scene with two different cameras and ended up with two different shots. Even like a Nikon with an 18 to 55 millimeter lens and a Canon with an 18 to 55 millimeter lens, both would produce a very similar image, but they'd be a little different based on how each camera's sensor interprets the red, green, and blue light coming in. Every photo that you see is the result of design choices made by the engineers behind the camera sensor, made by the guy or the software that took the picture. Even film, like if you go back to the days of film, that is not an accurate representation of reality because of the way the film is designed to capture light and then develop in the darkroom. When you develop film, the inherent qualities of different film, like Kodak was different than Fuji, which was different than, I don't know, another company that made film. But every picture, by their nature, is not an accurate representation of reality. And all pictures are subjective. And so then you start to get into the things of these gray areas of, well, what about if we're replacing something and taking something out and adding something in? Is that okay? And my answer to all that is there isn't always going to be a clear signpost to say this is okay, this is not okay. Things like removing those signs in the background that are on the originals, is that okay? What about if you're taking portraits and your client has some zits on their face? What if there's some buildings in the background that aren't always there? Maybe they were there one time, but then 5 years later, they're not there anymore. Things like adding elements, moving things around. My only answer to all this is all this manipulation that can be done on a photo. But my answer is be able to justify whatever you do. So your particular design choices and your editing choices on any given photo, whatever they should be or whatever the results are, they should be intentional such that you can explain your rationale for doing it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something with your photos because they're your photos and your art and your interpretation of things. It's what you want to do. Don't let anyone say that's not okay and your manipulation of this photo is, is not acceptable. Instead, make your design choices intentionally and be able to justify what you did and be prepared to answer that person with a reason so that you say, no, here's why I did this. And when you can explain your reasoning for doing something, then to me, it's valid and it's justifiable. Even if you look at the water on here, it's kind of got this blue tint to it. That is a misrepresentation of reality. The original photo didn't have that nice blue tint to it. I had to adjust the white balance selectively using the adjustment brush in Lightroom on the water because that's just what I wanted to do. I wanted to present more saturated colors for kind of a more surreal look at what's at this guy and the fountain in the library and everything, and I wanted more enhanced colors, so I made that design choice. And as long as you can justify your design choices, then whatever you have done to manipulate your images is valid, in my opinion. I'm curious to know what you think, though, and if you want to leave your comments on the blog, please do, because this discussion is certainly not going away. In fact, it's even getting more prominent, I suppose, the more we take pictures and edit them and share them. So thank you for listening to this very long podcast today. And if you have thoughts, I'd be interested in hearing them as well.